Hello and welcome to New Mediator. I'm Dave Lamort. Had an exciting past couple of weeks. I've been focusing a lot on my studio practice. Went to the Asbury Park Comic Con, or Asbury Comic Con, if you will. And I've got some new recording equipment that I'm going to talk a little bit about today. So let's start with the Asbury Park Comic Con. The Asbury Park Comic Con was held March 30th in Asbury Park, New Jersey, at the Asbury Park Convention Center, right on the water. The sort of the standing room for most shows you've ever been to a concert at the Asbury Park Convention Center. The standing area was basically where all the big names were, and then the artist alley was going around the top, kind of like in the mezzanine area. It was a really interesting time. This is my first Comic-Con ever. And they did not disappoint. I was with a friend, Mike Morocco, who is a comics creator himself. You know, I'm just kind of the reader with a the reader with a lot of opinions. But it was nice seeing other. I mean, who I feel are my fellow artists. Although probably what I do is way different than what they do. But it was interesting talking to people about their creative process and buying comics, which is what I love to do, directly from the artists themselves. And it was amazing. So there was just stuff that was done by independent artists. It was, like, beautifully bound. Some of this stuff was, like, you know, crudely photocopied, but the comics themselves were hilarious or super well drawn. I bought a few actual screen-printed comics, which I love. I love the idea of someone taking the time out to print and then cut and assemble all of these prints together. I'm going to have to do some kind of haul video of all the stuff I got, but some of it has already been misplaced in my house. I've read through most of it. It was super exciting, and I've never been to a con. I mean, other than having to avoid the cosplayers, it was fairly uneventful, but awesome. I'm not ragging on cosplayers in general. It's just I spent a lot of time trying to avoid this one group of Doctor Who companions. If you don't know what that is, it's the typically the women who hang around with Doctor Who on the Doctor Who television show. It's a whole bunch of girls who are all different companions from different seasons of the and they were all taking photos together. And I swear, every time they took a photo, the photographer had to adjust everything. And it was just like a giant obstacle in the middle of the artist alley, but, you know, more power to them because their costumes were super creative, and I'm a Doctor Who fan myself, so can't hate on them too much. But it was a ton of fun and something that I will definitely do and talk about more next year when I go again. So my studio practice has changed a little bit. I'm really trying to focus on getting myself organized since we moved into my current house in May. My studio has just been kind of a repository for my stuff. I'm kind of I'm not an organized person by nature, so often when I'm stressed or busy, the cleaning up part of having a studio goes out the window first. Especially, it's been hard also because I'm trying to do work that I can do around our baby and my other daughter, and I don't want to do anything too intense around them, but I still want to do something that's, you know, artistically satisfying. So I'm trying to finish my spray can project, and I'm working on some cut paper projects, which will come up here on newmediator.org pretty soon as well, because I'm putting together a comic strip that I'm going to do weekly, hopefully weekly, on newmediator.org. And my goal is to do it all out of cut paper using these characters I've been making. However, I think I might just draw the first few episodes by hand just for the sake of getting it done. Because I've got a lot of other stuff I got to work on. Doing some t-shirts for a nonprofit I work with. It's a really busy time, which kind of is a great segue into the new recording equipment. Right now I'm recording into GarageBand, right into a brand new iPad I received as an early 30th birthday present, and I'm really excited about it. Because this will actually allow me to record, edit, and then upload my podcast straight to archive.org, where I keep everything. And this is great because I've been having a lot of trouble, especially, you know, having to be both teacher by day, parent by night, and artist by later night. It's hard for me to sit in front of the computer and do all the editing and transferring stuff. This way I can kind of do all this stuff in the background as I'm moving throughout my day. I'm really excited to see how this works. I've used GarageBand on my Mac for like 6 or 7 years and really had a lot of success with it, and I really like it. Basically, every episode of this podcast has either been recorded on Garage or in GarageBand, and then, or if not recorded in GarageBand, edited in GarageBand. So it's a piece of software I'm really comfortable and familiar with, and I'm excited to use it on the podcast. I mean, there's still some, I'm still dealing with some mess. Like, one, there's no time on this thing. I can tell by measure where I am, but I haven't really done anything where I'm reading music in a long time, so I don't really have the ability to convert measures into actual seconds, minutes, and hours. So I have no idea how long this podcast is going to take or where it's going to stop or whatever. This is all a great grand experiment. This whole podcasting thing's been a grand experiment, I guess, from my point of view. But I'm excited because I'm going to try and get some more people on here. I actually would love to have Mike on. And I'm going to bring back some old favorites, some people I've had on before. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to have a lot more time to do the podcast as the summer gets edges closer and closer and closer. So that's pretty much it. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, you can go over to newmediator.org or you can check me out at davidlamorte.com. If you need to email me, davelamorte@gmail.com. That's the same email my mother uses, so if you really need to contact me, that's the best way. You can find me at Twitter, @DaveLamorte. And feel free to leave any comments or reviews on iTunes. Even the bad reviews help get out the word about the podcast, and it's a great way for people to find me and a great way to get feedback from the wider community/audience. So, thanks a lot, and please stay subscribed.